Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Bob Chandler, Executive Vice President of Commercial with Shaw Industries. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Great to be here.
I guess this is a little bittersweet for a lot of people that know you because you're somewhat of a legend in the business, and you've been in the business your whole life, and you've announced your retirement at the middle of next month. I know Shaw's asked you to come back and help do some coaching because you're a real people person, but let's run through real quick, if you don't mind, a little bit of your resume. At a very early age, you were president of Pat Craft. Your father started the Pat Craft company, right?
That is correct. He started in 1945.
And then you became president. And then you did such a good job. That was from 84 to 90 that Julian Saul said, hey, I got to have that. Julian bought Pat Craft, and then you worked as the vice president of commercial for Queen.
I think more than that, you know, Julian, the Saul family and our family knew each other well. You know, we were looking to grow our business, and I think at the time we were in commercial, and Queen was looking to get into the commercial business, so it just made sense to us to kind of get together. So, you know, it turned out to be a good merger for both of us, I think.
Yeah, and the brand is such a strong brand that today there's still the Pat Craft brand is part of Shaw. So
absolutely, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's a strong brand today.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So,
I'm very proud of that.
And most people know in '98 Queen was purchased by Shaw, so you became a Shaw employee, and that was 21 years ago. So,
that's right. Yeah. Right. Hard to believe.
Yeah. How about that? So your whole life has been in this business, and on the personal side, you've been married to Susan for 45 years. You had two children, and you have three grandchildren, right?
That's correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And another little personal note, and I think this is a very interesting one. You actually played football for the University of Georgia, and you were a kicker, right?
I was a punter. That's correct. Yes, I was. A few years ago.
Yeah.
But still a big Bulldog fan. So. Yeah.
So do you have sympathy for those kickers that miss those final points and catch all the grief?
Very much so. Uh-huh. That's usually the only time I get any publicity is when they do something wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Well, a couple of things I also missed is you're a native of Dalton, and I think you've been very philanthropic, and I actually think there's a wing at the hospital in Dalton that you actually helped pay for, right?
Well, yeah, we've been involved with the hospital for a number of years, and you know, I've enjoyed my involvement there. And to me, it's a real key to the growth and development and well-being of our community to have strong health care in a community, along with, you know, strong education. So that was one way from a volunteer standpoint for me to, you know, kind of give back and help some.
That's fantastic. You know, I think you also are an Eagle Scout. Is that right?
I sure am.
And you went to Macaulay School for a while, too.
Macaulay School for high school up in Chattanooga, right.
All right. How about that? Okay. Well, that's a little bit of the background. The question that I think most people would love to ask you is, okay, so your family owned a business, and then Queen bought them, so you got a check, okay?
Right.
And then Queen got bought by Shaw, okay?
Right.
And I'm sure you probably had some equity in that. So what was it that motivated you to stay in the business? I mean, you probably could have just walked away.
Well, you know, I grew up in the business, so it's in the blood. I mean, ever since any day I can remember, even when I was a little kid, I was going with my dad down to the mill, you know, so I grew up in it. You know, when I sold the company, I didn't sell it to get out. I sold it so we could expand the business more through the ability for Queen to help, you know, build our, you know, capital expenditures and other things. So it turned out to be more of a better way to stay in the business. I'd also done a leverage buyout with the rest of my family, and I did not want to take a chance on, you know, not being able to pay them. So it was another reason, you know, to sell to Queen. And then it gave me a chance to, you know, continue in the business, you know, with the resources to really grow the business.
All right. So as you look back on your memory of these many years in the flooring business, what are some of your fondest memories?
Gosh, that's hard to do, but I would say virtually all of it has to revolve around the people and the teams I've worked with. I've been so blessed to work with some great people over the years. It's hard to single out any one of them, but especially the people who, you know, kind of stuck with us. When you go through an acquisition, you know, a lot of people see that as a negative thing and don't quite understand how it works. What I saw is a lot of our people through both acquisitions by Queen and Shaw actually were very successful and benefited greatly from those. So I'm really proud of the fact that we provided opportunity for people who had helped us get to where we are, you know, for them to grow, you know, both personally and professionally also.
I understand that you walk around in that Create Center and you pat people on the back and talk to them about where they're headed in life, and you've become a coach to a lot of people. Is that right?
Well, I enjoy that part of it, and they kind of kid me. There's a phrase called management by walking around. Yeah. I think I perfected that.
I think that's part of that human-centric element of their brand, isn't it?
Right. Well, I hope so. You know, I grew up in a family company, so it was all about the people. You know, it was like a family. You know, it's hard to say that maybe where we are today, but the way I see us at Shaw, that around people we act like a small company, but we have the resources of a large $6 billion company, and you put those together and you have the best of both worlds. So that's probably one of the things I'm really proud of here at Shaw, that we're able to maintain that and grow that.
Yeah, I know this is going to be a tough question for you, but if you had to single out one or two, who would you consider to be your mentors in the business?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody this morning about that, and I'd say there were really three that are key to me. First would be my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, the examples he showed me and the values he had, you know, really, I think, set me on a good path from that standpoint. I would say, after that, I would say Julian Saul. Julian Saul he taught me a lot about running an efficient business, and so, you know, I really appreciate what I learned from him. And then I would say at Shaw, two people, really. It was Hal Long, who I reported to when I first came, and Hal really taught me a lot about how to navigate and how to be successful in a large business, because I'd come from small businesses. And then I would say after that would be Tim Balcom. I worked for Tim for, I think, 10 years, and just learned a great deal from Tim. We were great partners in business, and he was a great mentor that, you know, I really treasured the time we had together.
Yeah. What are you going to miss the most as you retire from this?
Well, obvious answer is the people. Yeah. Funny, I was talking to our group here, and I said, it's not like, you know, that we're not going to ever see each other again. It's kind of like, you know, you're moving to California, so you won't see you as much. But it really revolves around that. And I think especially as you get older, as I've gotten on the backside of my career, it's seeing our people do well and be successful. And that's probably the most satisfaction I gain, is seeing that. So, and we've had a lot of that here, which is good.
And so next, I know, as I've mentioned earlier, Shaw's going to keep you involved, is continuing to play that role as coach and developing the people. But what else are you going to do after this?
Well, you mentioned the three grandchildren who are the highlight of my life right now. I tell you, I have 4-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, and a 6-year-old son. So they're at great ages. So I'm looking forward to spending more time with them. As I said, I'm involved with the hospital here, so I look forward to spending time there. And, you know, some other volunteer activities that are here available. And, you know, like everybody said, I think my wife and I will, you know, hopefully do some more travel.
I understand you've bought a condo in Chattanooga as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, though. We enjoy going to Chattanooga, like the kind of that downtown lifestyle. So, you know, we're kind of looking forward to enjoying that.
Yeah, the several retiring flooring people that are doing that. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, it's great to catch up with you, and I wish you the best. Just be sure and stay in touch. Again, been talking to Bob Chandler, the Executive Vice President of Commercial with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FordDaily.net. Hey.